The question today is, what is the law? If we looked at it, this is the third part in this series on what is the law. We know that law can be used in many ways. We usually refer to it as the law of the land, those officers who enforce the law, or at least supposed to enforce the law. And then also dealing with the law of God. The best definition for law is all the rules of conduct established and enforced by authority. That would apply to the laws of the land, but that would also apply to God. In other words, what the Lord, He's the authority, and He has established all the rules of conduct for every dispensation, and He's the authority who will enforce them. And so therefore the law, as we looked in the Bible, we see there's many different phrases that tells us what the law is, and that helps us to get the Bible perspective of what the law is. And by the way, even though the dietary and social laws and ceremonial laws of the Jewish nation has been done away with, we're still under the law of God. If you're not saved, you're still under that law. Therefore, the law is just, it's holy, it's good, and it's spiritual, Paul said in the book of Romans. And we've studied how that the law is light, enlighten your soul, to guide your path. It's truth, and the truth is thy word is truth, and the law is truth. And the law is my delight, the psalmist said, and that means for my enjoyment. It's blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but sitteth in the seat of nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In other words, he's blessed, and whatever he does is prosperous. He is spiritually prosperous because he delights in the law of God. We said the law is fulfilled by Christ. Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill the law because we could not do it. He did it for us, and therefore it's fulfilled in love. We studied that last time. In other words, if we love God, we'll not want to break his commandments, the four that deals with the first four of the Ten Commandments that deals with the relationship toward God. And if we are if we have love, and that is shed abroad in all the saints' heart, we'll not want to harm our fellow man, because on the love hangs all the law and the prophets. And the last six will be there that we'll not want to break those. And so the law is not for a righteous man. I've said that in both the other parts. I'll say that again, because the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. That means a saved man. But for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for prejured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. That's just a representative list of those who practice such sins have not been saved. They're unrighteous. And he said they come under the jurisdiction of the law. The law, the Ten Commandments. In other words, somebody says, well, I believe I can keep those Ten Commandments. I've not broken all of them. It doesn't matter if you hadn't. James 2:10 says that if you break one, you're guilty of breaking them all. For instance, if you had a fence or pasture and had your horses in a field where it had 10 gates, what difference would it make if you left gate 1 or gate 10 open? They'd still get out. I've got news for you. All of us have broken every commandment there is. All 10 of those commandments in some form or fashion, we've broken those laws. So we come under the law, and we cannot live up to it, and it ministers condemnation and death. But once the man's had a sanctifying work of the Spirit done, he's righteous, and the law is not for a righteous man. Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 13, he said this, and in a warning given here in 5:13, he said, "For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion unto the flesh, but by love serve one another." Now, why is the law not for a righteous person? Well, first of all, the law of the Lord, Bible says in Psalms 19, verse number 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Converting, that means it's complete. And the word converting means to bring back to the point of departure. We left in Adam and need to be restored. And the righteous man has been converted because he's come to Jesus, who is the one who kept the law, and therefore his soul has been converted. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, he said, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law," that's every lost person, "that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." And you see, the law is just and holy and righteous because it stops every mouth and lets men know you can't live up to the law. The law is perfect and you can't do it. Jesus was perfect and he lived up to the law, fulfilled the law to the dotting of the I and the crossing of the T. And therefore, we can't do it. We've got to recognize that. We've got to become guilty before God. That's why no man's ever going to be saved until he becomes lost. Yeah, and that doesn't mean you say it with a head. It's a work of God that's shown in your heart. Law, separated from God. And it'll be a reality as you experience that lostness. And you've got to experience that lostness. And that's what the law is for, to bring you to the place of being guilty. I'm afraid that most of our easy modern day easy believism, evangelism is just causing men to agree to a set of facts. I'm a sinner. I need Jesus as my Savior. And there's not been a work of God done in their heart. They've never had the law preached to them because there's no change in their life. There's no reality of the Holy Spirit living inside to guide them in all truth. Something's wrong. But the law is perfect. It'll condemn man, brings him to the end of himself. And Romans 5:20 said, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." And Paul said this in verse number 7 of Romans chapter 7, "I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet." Until he was made aware that he should not covet, he didn't even recognize the fact that he had sinned. He thought he was almost perfect, I guess you could say, because he talked about the law being blameless in his conscious of his state before he was saved. But whenever the law came, sin abounded, and he realized he'd sinned, but grace abounded much more. You see, why is the law not for a righteous person? It's complete, and the righteous person is complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the law is not of faith. The Bible said in Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 12, he said, "Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me." That's the wrong verse. That was chapter 4. Chapter 3 of Galatians, verse 12. "And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them." And then verse 10 and 11 says this, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For as written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." So it's, you see, law is not of faith, but the just shall live by faith. And there's no way that a man can be saved under law. And the law is not for a righteous man because it's not of faith, and the righteous man walks in faith. In fact, he said in Galatians 3:23, "But before faith came," he's talking about the saints of God, "we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed." In other words, the law, it's not for righteous men because the law is not of faith. And the law was our schoolmaster. Galatians 3:13-24, he said, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." Oh, it means, that word schoolmaster means child leader. It's those people who had charge over the well-to-do's children, the Greeks and the Romans did, and at early age, and they educated them and gave constant attention to all those till they became of age. In other words, and as a result, he said, they had to, and he's talking about a relationship of us today. We're shut up under the schoolmaster, the law, that's to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Not by law, but by faith. And Galatians 3:25 said, "But after that faith has come, we're no longer under the schoolmaster." When we become of age, just like the children, they got out from under their schoolmaster, we get out from under our schoolmaster, the law, if you please, because we've been saved by the grace of God. we're not any longer under the law. I'm talking about the saved are. Now, the law is still upon all those who are not saved, and you'll have to abide by it. And if you don't, you'll stand before God and be cast in the lake of fire one day. But you see, we're not under the law if you've been saved. Romans 6:14 said, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law, but under grace." And if you're not saved, you're still are under law, knowing this, 1 Timothy 1:9, that the law is not for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. So you see, we're not under law. If you're lost, you're still under law. No wonder Paul could say that the law is holy, it's just, it's good, it's spiritual. Why? Because that which he could not live up to and seemed bad, backed him in a corner and brought condemnation and revealed sin that could only end in death. But also after it showed him, it also showed him the door, the Lord Jesus Christ who kept the law, who paid the price of his sin, our sin, on the cross of Calvary, paid the price of his curse in full that he might come to faith and be saved. And therefore, there's a schoolmaster to bring us to faith. It's not your faith, it's his faith, that we might be justified by faith. And it brought us unto Christ, who is the door. And that's the same as true of you today. So we can thank God for those who had a part in our salvation. I mean, I thank God for the human instrument that God sent my way and preached to me that I might recognize the fact and preach the law to me that I might recognize I couldn't by my good works and my easy believism profession that I couldn't enter in, that I had sin that was not yet forgiven, that guilt was not yet forgiven, and there it clung to me. And the law, as it was preached to me, backed me in a corner and let me see that I was condemned and there was no other way out, that I was headed to a devil's hell. And I had no hope within myself, no hope in mom or dad, no hope for anybody. I had no hope in a preacher, if you please, even though he might preach the truth to you. And therefore, I thank God for the human instrument that came and pointed me to Jesus and pointed me and showed me that the law and preached the law to me, that I was backed in a corner. And you know something? I thank the Lord for those that had a part in my salvation. Not only Jesus Christ, but those human instruments God used. But I also thank the Lord for the law that came my way one day and let me see that I wasn't good enough within myself. Oh, it's too many people today. Because see, the law had a part in my salvation. Therefore, it's holy, it's just, it's good, it's righteous, it's my delight. And thank God for the law, we can say today. And I pray that you'll see the law as it really is. It's good. And the Ten Commandments are still in effect in that sense. And I know we in this flesh, this old law and our members will not let us keep the law of God. But oh, thank God in Christ, it's already kept. And Jesus looks at me as though I had never sinned. All because law came, backed me in a corner, showed me the door, and I came to Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Therefore, I'm not under law anymore. I'm under grace through faith in Christ for His glory. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.